Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sound of the weekend. Happy, happy Friday. It is 6:08. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. The Time Check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
Bang it hard.
Oh, happy day. The longshoremen strike suspended. Yep. They kicked the can down the road till January. That's okay.
You mean that about 78 rolls of toilet paper for nothing?
I know you're not one of those people, because if you were, I'd be throwing stuff at you.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
No, stop doing that, people. Oh,
it's made here, okay?
Yeah, the people that do that, you know what? They probably need it because they're full of, you know?
Yeah. Well, it helped prevent COVID back in the day, remember?
Toilet paper did?
Well, they bought all the toilet paper when we had COVID.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know the...
You didn't remember that?
Well, I mean, I remember
that. That was the thing. That was why. It was the COVID. Yeah, we got the toilet paper is going to be a shortage.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was all... Yeah. And then it was, because people bought it all.
Oh, silliness, I say.
But it is Friday.
It is Friday. The weekend is here. Look, this is it's tough because the show is positive and upbeat, even though we deal with issues that, you know, aren't that great. Mm-hmm. People do have to go on with their lives, even though there are many that are suffering. If you get a chance, contribute to one of your local charities that are helping all the victims. Samaritan's Purse is one. I mean, just keep these things in mind, and or, you know, go to the coast. If you're in our listing area, you know, head out to the coast and see everybody from, Keaton Beach all the way down to Cedar Key. Could probably use some help.
Well, check with the Alachua County Republican folks. You know, they may need some help still. If you got a truck trailer taking some supplies, I don't think they were going to be doing that today or tomorrow.
So. They'll take items between 9 and 4 today. But, yeah, they're going to take the big ride out there on Saturday. And there's a lot of folks involved. So whatever you can do, you know, just try to do your part. Because what we're seeing here, in fact, is the federal government really not handling this appropriately. The Biden-Harris thing has truly come back to roost. At a time when they need to step up, they've actually stepped back. At a time when, you know, the funds and the manpower and the resources are needed, they already allocated most of that budget for illegal immigrants. And it's a slap in the face. Are you telling me these people who have lost homes, businesses, that Kamala Harris is all proud to write them a check for $750?
Wow.
That's grotesque. It's nothing short of that. Can you imagine if this was a Republican administration? Do you remember the heat that George W. Bush took over Katrina?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was unrelenting. Went on, really, for years. And yet, the mass media, the mainstream media... Not much at all out of them, of course. It's just grotesque. I don't know how else to describe it. But we'll get into all of that. And then let me give you a positive one.
Oh, good.
Shaq Daddy. Big Daddy Shaquille O'Neal. He is going to be the Grand Marshal of the 2024 Avery GNV Holiday Parade. And look, a lot of this had to do with you know, our friend Gainesville Police Department officer Bobby White.
Yep.
And once again made the call.
Yep.
Shaq answered it. Guy's awesome. What can you say? Well, his daughter's also going to UF, so they thought,
yeah,
he might be, you know, he might be up for coming to town anyway.
He was up for
and
it.
And why not?
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Love that. Great. And we need some upbeat stuff. I'll give you the code word in a little bit. Chance for Oktoberfest VIP tickets. And the Oktoberfest at World Equestrian Center is going on this Saturday, meaning tomorrow, and the following one on the 12th. In fact, let me give it, I'll give you the code word right now.
Why not?
You know,
why
it's
not?
Friday.
You're that kind of guy.
It's polka. Polka.
Wow. Wish I had some polka music.
Polka. P-O-L-K-A. Polka. And you text that to 20357. You'll be in the running for Oktoberfest VIP tickets. That means the VIP lounge, ooh, private restroom and bar, exclusive menu offerings, complimentary half-liter beer stein, which will be collector-like quality.
Oh, yeah.
And the first pour, of course, will be included in that VIP package. So message and data rates apply when you do this, but do it. And good luck. And if you don't win tickets, we'll go and have fun anyway. It's 11 to 4, both this Saturday and the 12th at World Equestrian Center in Ocala. All right. So it's Polka, P-O-L-K-A. Text Polka to 20357. Good luck on that. Let me get into this a little bit. And I'm talking about Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney.
And we were on such a positive note there, Bob.
She is loving some Kamala. Listen to this.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat. But this year, I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
So what kind of mind-altering drug has she been on either her entire life or has recently engaged in this activity? I'm just trying to understand. I get it when politicians flip-flop on certain issues. Sometimes it is they gain more information, insight, experience, and they're changing, and maybe for the right reasons. And then there's the fakery. But when somebody says this, this wasn't like a lifetime ago. Yeah. This was a couple years ago. Kamala Harris is a radical liberal who would raise taxes, take away guns and health insurance, and explode the size and power of the federal government. She wants to recreate America in the image of what's happening on the streets of Portland and Seattle. We won't give her the chance.
Now, that statement is true.
That came from the same Liz Cheney that now is saying she's voting for a Democrat for the first time.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You're conservative up until the gravy train runs out of gas, and then you switch over.
Well, some of these wars make some folks a lot of money. Some families are very integrated into that income.
Well, you look, there has to be that kind of reason behind it, because otherwise you lived your whole life, I guess, as a fraud and a fake, because if you believe in Republican/conservative policies, whether they're going to be utilized by Trump or Vance or any Republican, When you say, I hate the personality so much that I'm willing to give up everything that I say as part of my principles and the platforms that I've stood for my entire life. When you say that, when you do that, when you basically sell yourself out, you're a sellout. She has zero credibility. I don't know if it's bizarre or what, but Liz Cheney, I think part of it is she is desperate now because that January 6th thing, that is going to unwind. It's going to implode. It's going to come back to haunt her because there are things going on there that this administration, Kamala Harris and Biden, it's going to make them look awful, as it should. And Liz Cheney was part of the whole cover-up. So she wants them to win. Then all that information goes away. If Trump wins, rut-row,
truth.
Yeah, you better hide in a bunker well, with Daddy. All right?
Oh, wow.
It is 6:16 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and it is Friday. Welcome to the weekend, 97.3. The sky.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah! Pump it up, baby. It's Friday. The weekend is here at 6:22. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcast. Download it. Just click subscribe, and you'll be privy to all of it. You'll never miss a minute. All right. Hey, went to the movies yesterday and saw the Joker, Fally Adu.
Okay, now I'm a Batman fan from way back. So on your Rose scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the best, where would you rank this new film?
Negative 72.
Are you serious?
Now, let me do the disclaimer here, okay?
All right.
I was never a comic book fan in general as a kid growing up.
Okay.
I think one of the reasons why, I think I read them, or read a few of them, when I was too young to fully understand the snark that kind of goes with the comic book, the DC thing. You know, there's a little, it's just a sort of a genre of looking at the world, and it's supposed to be, I guess, sort of this dark thing, the whole Gotham City.
Sure. Right.
It's kind of dirty, it's dank. I mean, that's, I get it. That's all part. Well, that doesn't bring me anything.
But did you like the Batman movies?
I enjoyed them. I thought they were entertaining. Okay. Yeah.
Did this feel like it was a part of those or what?
Not really. Too dark. You know, it's too much like a mental illness type thing. It's almost as though, hey, let's take, you know, mental illness and make it a form of entertainment. So that
interesting.
That kind of irritated me. But listen, you tell me that Lady Gaga, who is in, you know, A Star Is Born,
right,
and her performance in that, which I thought was talented. Incredible.
Yeah.
And then you tell me the guy that played Johnny Cash, who I thought he did an amazing job there, Joaquin right. Phoenix, who's, you know, tip of the hat to his family, lives in Micanopy. But, you know, brilliant people with talent and skill level, you know,
sure,
in the stratosphere. So I'm not really, like, blaming them at all. It's just not a story that captures anything. I didn't find myself really scared or frightened
right.
by it, or chilled even by it. I felt
like entertained.
It was dark, and, you know, okay. right away I go, oh yeah, yeah, that's right. It's like the comic book thing, and so it wasn't. Hmm. It's not my cup of tea. Now, when I came out, I met some great people. By the way, this was like a sneak preview that Charisse invited me to from Zinnia
yeah.
Wealth.
Yeah.
So you know, I met some people who are fans of the show.
Awesome.
Great people, and one of them, because I remarked, I was never a comic book guy, and he said, and he looked like he was my age. He said, "Well, I never was. I mean, he said I was a comic book kid."
Okay.
And he said, "And I hated that movie."
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
So both sides. It's just not.
Now my Betsy, she liked it.
Really?
Now, she saw the first one. This is a okay. part two sort of thing. Right. And she says, well, yeah, because, you know, you missed the first one. You missed, like, sort of the setup or whatever.
Oh, okay. I get that.
But now, I didn't see the first one, but I disagree because it's explained well enough.
Oh,
you know the character. You know who he is and...
Did you feel like, though, that it was the character from Batman? Or did it feel like its own entity?
No, its own entity. And, oh, and by the way, did I mention it's a musical?
Excuse me?
It is. It's a musical.
Really?
Yes,
okay,
several songs in it. Some you enjoyed. Most, not as much.
Wow.
Slowed down the pace of the movie for sure. But, and again, it's a musical. But is it The Sound of Music? No. Is it West Side Story? No.
Okay.
Not my cup of tea, I guess, is the best I can explain it.
Hmm.
I very much enjoy the popcorn, as I usually do.
Oh, popcorn. What kind of soda?
Coke Zero, my addiction.
That's the name of soda.
What do you do?
Oh, Pepsi.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, yeah.
Pepsi or Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, he'd love it.
Oh, no. I see somebody with a Dr. Pepper, I'd walk the other way.
Well, what would you do if it was a Mr. Pibb then? I mean, that's...
Same thing. And they are the same thing.
They're very similar.
But
yeah.
They're both evil.
I love them both.
But I think the Joker was drinking both of them during
that
the
That explains the mental illness, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Look, not my cup of tea. If you're into that whole genre, though, it probably, I guess, you'd like it. It's a musical. I'm telling you.
The city's alive with the sound of evil.
You know, we yes. all escape into fantasy land. That's why we yep. go to the movies. This was like escape into a dirty, rotten Gotham City with mentally ill sickos murdering people. It just...
Wow.
What
a weekend.
Not my idea of an escape, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we've got more serious issues to deal with. Helene, relief and the huge shortcomings of Buttigieg and Harris and Biden. We'll talk about that and more coming up. It is 6:28. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Come on, pump it up. It's Friday. The weekend is here. The Gators are taking on UCF. And it'll be in the cool confines of the swamp. What do I mean by that?
Yeah.
Game time, 7:45.
Nice.
So the sun will be down, and hopefully the Gators will rise up. But as we know, as we're experiencing, every team presents a big challenge for this current yeah. roster and coach. So we'll do the best we can, and we'll say go Gators.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else do we have going on? Oh, we got the big Oktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
That's at the World Equestrian Center. It's this Saturday and the following Saturday, the 12th. We've got tickets for you, VIP tickets. Because just like the World Equestrian Center, we do it all the way. We We give you the best, right? All right, so this is good for all the fun. Access to the Oktoberfest VIP lounge, private restroom and bar, exclusive menu offerings, complimentary beer stein, and first pour. You need to text Polka. Polka? Do you say the L in it? Polka?
Yeah. So they can
Polka.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah, Polka, P-O-L-K-A, to 20357. Message and data rates apply. This is your final opportunity, your final code word. And we will draw a winner later on. And actually, we'll draw two winners later this morning, I guess. Polka, P-O-L-K-A, text Polka to 20357. Good luck. World Equestrian Center, 11 to 4, I believe, 11 on both days this Saturday, meaning tomorrow, and the following one. All right. Have fun, have fun, have fun.
Sounds good.
Wear your lederhosen if you feel compelled to.
Festive.
We will laugh quietly in the background.
Yes, amongst ourselves.
All right. So, look. The longshoreman strike has, they put a pause in.
Uh-huh.
That, to me, is great news. Now, you can look at it politically, and it may totally be political. In other words, oh, my, you have this strike right before an election, makes Kamala look bad, you know, the Biden-Harris, which it should, okay? See, the strike itself should make them look bad, because a real leader would have intervened before they went on strike, when it's something this large, this big, this important.
Right.
Okay? Trump would have done that. But the current administration is like, well, you know, whatever happens, happens. Yeah, it's another crisis. We kind of, you know, the crisis thing doesn't bother us. In fact, we take advantage of it politically. The dock workers' strike that could have severely hurt the American economy and supply chains weeks before an election has been paused. This, they'll go under the existing contract, my understanding is, until January 15th. And, yeah, that could have been a disaster politically for Kamala Harris, but you averted a disaster which could have been felt by every American. So I'm glad, I'm happy that they've at least extended this. Now, okay, so then it has to be dealt with in January. I just think that's a much better time. I mean, look, when are supply lines needed more than right after a huge national catastrophe that involves, you know, tens of thousands of people and completely destroyed infrastructure? Yeah, you're gonna need the supply chain to be working effectively. So, yeah, and I don't know, maybe that's selfish that I don't want those things to be interrupted. I guess the bottom line is, politically, yeah, you could push that onto Biden-Harris and say, yeah, this pain that you're feeling because of supply chains is their fault, which partially is. But if you're still voting for them anyway, if you're still voting for them after you find out how they opened the borders, wasn't an accident, done on purpose, when you find out that they are spending over $1 billion on illegal immigrants and handing people a check for $750 who may have lost their home, their business, even loved ones, here's $750. You know, this will help you out. What a slap in the face.
Yeah, but we would have had the money, but we decided to use that FEMA money someplace else.
What do you do with $750 if you could even find a hotel room within hundreds of miles of a disaster zone?
A few days.
Which I don't think you could.
A few days?
And yeah, if you're fortunate enough to, a few days.
Right. And you have nothing.
Yeah, and you got to take, you know, for most people, maybe meals out of that.
Yeah.
Because jobs, for a lot of people, went away along with the, well, their house floating down a river. I mean, this is a major catastrophe.
But Bob, $750, that's what they're going to do for you.
Yeah. $750 Kamala Harris is given to you.
And we don't have any more money if we have it at the store, because it's all gone.
Oh, yeah. Forget about it. We spent it on illegal aliens, but we also have that money that we found for our friends in Ukraine.
Well,
that's, you know, that's $1 billion, and there are people still considering voting for Kamala Harris.
Unreal!
Wow,
unreal. There's the decision-making process for you.
It just boggles, boggles my mind. Yep. FEMA does not have funds to make it through hurricane season, but $640 million has already been allotted for illegal immigrants. And the hits just keep on coming.
Yeah.
And people are still going to vote for her. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. We're going to break before I say something. It's against rules.
Yeah, you probably should move on.
Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty more to talk about, including, Vice President candidate Walls and his friends coming up. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday, 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Longshoremen strike suspended, pushed back until January. Good news for Americans, for consumers, for businesses.
Toilet paper.
Stop it with the toilet paper stuff, please.
That's so silly.
Yeah.
So silly.
It's
made here, people.
Yeah. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
If you have a bidet, which I do, and they're easy to install, you hardly use any toilet paper at all, and you're much cleaner.
Yeah.
Without going into great detail.
Yes.
It's easy peasy to hook it up. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Oh, believe me.
Yeah. And don't give me something, that's very European of you. No, it's about clean health. And, in this case, using a lot less toilet paper.
I saw a great meme of a cat that learned how to, I guess, is there a button or something for it?
Yeah.
And he uses it to, like, get a drink. He uses the water out of that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's actually kind of clever if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was real. It wasn't,
it's a video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Garth Brooks is in the news, not for good reasons. He's facing rape, sexual assault allegations, according to a report. Jane Roe, obviously, fictitious name, filed a lawsuit Thursday, California, accusing him of rape, sexual assault, and battery. She claimed to have worked for Brooks as a hair and makeup stylist when the alleged incidents took place in 2019. So here we are 5 years hence. It doesn't mean it didn't happen, but as I read through it, it appears that these things were continual and ongoing, and there was an allegation of a rape in one instance, and then she continued her employment. Now, I get it. You've got this great gig working for a superstar.
Right.
But if you were raped and you went back to that job, I'm sorry.
That's weird.
We're all guilty of living paycheck to paycheck from time to time. And we want to take that paycheck. And sometimes we put up with a lot because we need that paycheck. But that's over the top. That's not about somebody undressing you with their eyes. And by the way, that's not acceptable. But
versus a real rape, if you're going to call it that, and you're going to keep that gig?
Yes, and it goes on, and it's too graphic for me to say, but he told her about, fantasies, and he would, expose himself, and et cetera, et cetera. You get the idea.
Yeah.
Now, these are all allegations, and I, who knows? I don't know if they're true.
Why do you wait 5 years? Again, we ask that every time, and there's always somebody to explain the psychological reasons of why they do that, but I'm sorry, that happens to you. You leave, you call the police, and you let the world know.
Now, I could not, I didn't see this in the story that where I found this.
Right.
And you have to wonder, like all big stars, almost everybody working for them, especially, over the last 20 years, they make you sign an NDA, non-disclosure agreement,
right,
because you see, their lives.
Yes.
And they don't want you to run to the National Enquirer and sell it, quite frankly.
Write a book or whatever.
Right. So, non-disclosure. So, you can't say what you witnessed or what occurred. I mean, in the case of this, an assault.
You can call the cops.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and in one part of it, we were talking off the air that they were traveling alone in a plane.
Yeah.
People
His
like,
private plane.
People like Garth do not go anywhere without an assistant. Not a makeup and hair person. They've got an assistant who's taking care of things for them, who's getting them checked into the hotel, who's there to handle. They don't fly
alone. You know, that's
alone.
A good point.
I know way too many people like that.
Yeah, that's right. You do.
And they don't. They've got somebody
and
there.
And not to mention at least one security person.
Yes. Absolutely.
At least one.
Right.
I mean.
That's odd.
Yeah. He's one of the, you know, biggest stars of all time.
Yes.
So,
and
yeah.
He's flying alone with a makeup person. No, I'm not buying that.
Yeah, or he really was, and he set it up that way on purpose to do what she alleges he did. But,
yeah.
You know, and she'd said several flights before, there was always people there. And this one particular event, I guess, there wasn't, she claims.
Right.
But it just...
You don't know what to believe. You just don't know.
I mean, you gotta speak up and speak out and do it immediately. But anyway,
you'll hear about it today, so there, at least you know what's going on.
Yep. The biggest story of the day, I think, though, is the longshoremen. They paused their strike until January 15th, so they'll get back to work. It'll be business as usual. And then hopefully they can come to complete agreement before that January 15th deadline. Now, some are saying, oh, yeah, wow, that was kind of a lucky thing for Kamala because this would have been, you know, a crisis on her watch. Yeah, I get it, but I just think it's more important that we don't have more of a crisis and more chaos than we already have. And then you just got to make sure Trump gets in there and he'll deal with that effectively, like I feel like he'll deal with Ukraine and Russia effectively, like he'll deal with the Middle East issues effectively, exactly like he did while he was president. All right. Still got to remember, it is Friday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Don't go anywhere.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.